North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality officials did not expect 350 people to show up at the Acme Delco Middle School in Columbus County last week for a hearing on methyl bromide. At issue is a permit request from Malik Brothers, an Australian company that would like the green light to emit as much as 140 tons a year of methyl bromide into the atmosphere as part of their operation in Delco. The chemical would be used as a fumigant to get rid of bugs before logs are shipped to China. Methyl bromide is toxic and banned by 150 countries worldwide, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It also depletes the ozone. In 2005, the EPA phased out the use of methyl bromide except for a few uses, including log fumigation. To export the logs to China, they must be fumigated first. Megan Thorpe is the DEQ Communications Director.
We will listen tonight and see what the major concerns are from the public, and certainly listen to that feedback and see what we can do to best protect North Carolinians.
They got an earful. Dozens of local residents signed up to speak.
I escaped Agent Orange. I was a crane operator for 9/11. I escaped that. I'll be damned if I have to escape this. I represent myself, my wife, six horses, 17 grandkids, and two great-grandkids. I'm not going to have them walking around with gas masks.
Right. What are we thinking about? Where are we, folks? Where are we? What is it? This shouldn't even be a question. This shouldn't be a question. I'm sorry.
Malik Brothers Procurement Executive David Smith tried to explain the benefits of the facility to residents. He was not warmly received.
The socioeconomic benefits to this county, Columbus County, is $42 million a year with jobs. And we did mention $15 an hour. Well, there's a range from about $15 through to $22 an hour. And last I heard, this is a county that averages about $5 an hour and needs jobs. We've worked transparently.
Wilmington dealt with methyl bromide in March when TEMA Capital was looking for a Title V permit near the port. TEMA ultimately pulled their request. Aaron Carey is with the Sierra Club's North Carolina chapter.
I was made aware of the methyl bromide permit in Wilmington, the TEMA Capital permit. And once we started doing some research on that, it came to our attention that this permit was also being considered by the Department of Air Quality. And we were very successful in rallying people against the permit in Wilmington, and so we are here to rally the local community against this permit as well.
But this we're not in Wilmington.
Midway through the meeting, the county fire marshal ordered the meeting closed because the school cafeteria was far beyond its legal capacity. However, the school principal offered the gymnasium next door, and the public hearing continued for several hours. By the time last week's public hearing had ended, the DEQ said it would hold another meeting and extend the initial end of public comment deadline, which had been slated to end this week. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.